It's Dear Instructional Designer, episode 36. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Dear Instructional Designer, the show about the instructional design journey. I'm your host, Kristen Anthony. We have reached the end of another season of Dear ID. This is the season 2 wrap-up. It's been another really great season. Thank you so much for showing up every week and listening. We've grown from 3,850 listens overall last season to 9,355 this season. That is amazing. I really, really appreciate your support. A special thanks for the new iTunes review this season from listener DLXYZ. And thanks to everyone who sent emails and tweets throughout the season. I love all of those words of encouragement and the suggestions. Those are really great. For this season's wrap-up, since it also coincides with the end of 2016, I want to start off talking a little bit about my year in projects because, as I say all the time on this show, I really believe in a constant practice of the skills you want to develop, and I want to let you guys know that this isn't just talk from me. I practice what I preach. I haven't had much time in the past couple of months to devote to my 2016 goal of delving more into game design, but I did get quite a lot done this year. I shipped 4 tiny games of my own design and made another 4 through an online course I'm still working my way through, so there's a lot to be proud of there, and I will be returning to my learning program on game design as soon as possible. I also shipped another 12 tiny projects this year, including this very podcast, that Adapt course and the plugin I've mentioned this season, and several front-end development projects to work on my coding skills. Speaking of coding, I finally finished my free code camp front-end development certificate this month, and I am just so psyched about that. I started my coding journey with free code camp in February of last year, and I told myself to finish their front-end development certificate by the end of this year. So while I know that other people have done the entire curriculum in 6 or 8 months, I met my personal goal, so I'm still proud of myself. I still consider myself very much a beginner, but I have grown so much as a coder. It's been an awesome start to my journey. I'm also super proud of the other ways I've been able to learn this year. I wrote 40 blog posts, not counting the Dear ID reposts that I've done, and I read 5 really great books this year. I feel like I haven't read that much in ages. This season has also been chock full of great guests that have introduced us to wonderful learning initiatives. I was able to fully participate in the Torrance Learning XAPI cohort, and if you feel comfortable digging into a new technology, making that tiny project, I really can't recommend that experience enough. It was a major push for me to actually get something done using XAPI. It was a great experience with really great people. If you're feeling a little more newbie than that, maybe you want to focus on some more core ID projects, I'll put in another plug for Designers for Learning. I just recently spoke to Jennifer Madrill again, our guest from episode 22, and I know that she and her team are hard at work continuing to refine that experience so that everyone who participates comes out with a better understanding of the work IDs do and has a nice little portfolio project to boot, so definitely check them out. So that's been my year in projects. If you're curious, I'll list out some of these stats in the show notes. I wanted to share all of that with you, not to brag. There are obviously plenty of people and probably plenty of you out there who are way more productive than I am. But just to say that I'm in there with you. I'm making stuff, I'm learning, I'm messing up, and I'm shipping small projects as often as I can. You know, this has been a really great season for that, for making. A great season for anyone looking to dig into creating instructional design projects or learning skills to enhance your instructional design practice. This has been a season about tools and tech. What other IDs are using to get work done? It's been a great season for show notes. If you are looking for a tool to start shipping your own projects, to start building your portfolio, or to start learning a new skill, go back through the episodes this season. take a look at the numerous suggestions for tools to use to create the work that you want to do in the world. Get started, everybody. Find that one thing that you want to concentrate on for the next half a year. Find a tool in this vast array of options, ranging from the free to the paid, from the highly technical to the super user friendly, and get started shipping those teeny tiny projects. You will not regret it. Last but not least, we've got to talk about what's next for the show. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys here. I do not have season 3 planned at all. The past two seasons, I've had the time to be able to get a head start on the next season before the last one ended, which was an amazing privilege and made sure that I was able to put out an episode every week. But it's a new season in my life, as it may be for many of you out there, and things are starting to stack up. I moved again due to some big family issues, but don't worry, I'm still in the same job. And that job has been majorly kicking my butt. I'm back to working nights and weekends, something I haven't had to do for close to 2 years now, to try and get things done before the end of the year, all while watching new work pile up. I'm sure many of you can relate. So things are crazy. I want to say that I was fortunate to get some feedback from a show guest. Ashley Chasson from episode 13 contacted me saying that she was chatting with a DRID listener at a recent conference who suggested that case studies would really be a useful season theme. I like that quite a lot, but I'm still not sure what form it should take. I'm completely hopeful and more than a little bit determined that I can get ramped up for season 3 in 2017, so be sure to keep a lookout and I'll announce when it's getting ready to start. And hey, here's a crazy idea. I'd love to maybe have a co-host or a series of co-hosts this next season. If you want to chat with me for a few episodes about instructional design, perhaps about particular projects that we can break down case study style, I would love to hear from you. That could be a really cool format, I think. Let me know what you think. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for an even better season 2 of the Dear Instructional Designer Show. Do me two favors before you leave. Firstly, if you know anyone you'd like to hear from on the show, or if you'd like to take me up on my crazy idea to chat with me for a couple of episodes, please contact me. I'm at AnthChris on Twitter, or you can email me at Kristen@DearInstructionalDesigner.com. I'd also just really like to hear the list of things you've shipped this year. What have you been doing? Make sure to contact me. I also want to hear how you felt about season 2. Please leave a review on iTunes. You can learn more about how at DearInstructionalDesigner.com. Take care, and I will see you back here for season 3.